Hey, kind of daters. It's Aisha here. Natasha's in Spain on Engaged People's Business, but the show must go on. This week's throwback episode is with a huge star. It was originally recorded back in October 2016 and was our sixth episode ever. We had just started the podcast and were shocked when Bollywood star Sunny Leone agreed to come on and talk about confidence and how it's the most attractive quality. It's actually the episode that got us featured on Apple's New and Noteworthy. So, you know, it's kind of a big deal. Sunny was so sweet, bright, and super honest. I think you're going to love this episode. Enjoy.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Kinda Dating, the comedy dating podcast, where I, your host Natasha Chandel, talk to some cool guests and try to figure out, why the fuck do we all have commitment issues? Today's topic is with an amazing guest, and it is confidence in relationships. Let's do this. Guest needs absolutely no introduction, but I'm going to give you one anyways. She is Bollywood star, also formerly known as an adult entertainment star, but also India's most Googled star, Sunny Leone. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
We're so excited to have you here to talk about confidence with us. I was really fascinated by you in the best way possible because you transitioned from adult entertainment star as an Indian into Bollywood, which, let's be honest,
does it really happen?
And not just does it happen, it's just such a judgy culture. Yeah. And you did it with such poise and grace and ease and really just so much confidence. Is that how you felt kind of along the way?
No, not at all. I wasn't really thinking about that. When I got into Bollywood, I entered through the Big Boss show. Mm-hmm. And I think for them, it was maybe going to be Sunny Leone, the adult entertainer, is on our show and she's going to jump off the tables or jump on the tables and get all crazy and wild, which my personality is not like that. Mm-hmm. So I just was myself and I just was me being me. And, you know, I think, you know, what I found really interesting about the show is that it's one of the only shows, you know, in the world where you're going to see brand new content every single mm-hmm. night, mm-hmm. which is only produced by the news, for those of you yep. that don't know that. So I found that very fascinating. And by the time I was done my research, I thought if I don't make this decision, probably be one of the biggest mistakes in my career. And, you know, I think they had their perceptions of who I was going to be and maybe the world, you know, yeah. all of India had their perceptions. And I had my perceptions, too. I didn't know that I was going to fall in love with actually being in India.
Yeah.
From sunny Los Angeles, California.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Have you always kind of been somebody who's owned herself and been really confident? Was there ever a time that you weren't?
I think that we all have our moments where we feel insecure. I feel them all the time, but I probably don't show them to anyone except for maybe my husband. That's about it.
Right.
But I think it's all about owning it. And mm-hmm. I think it's all about being who you are and being true to what you've done or decisions that you've made. So if I made the decision to do XYZ, then I need to stand by it because that mm-hmm. was my decision to begin with. So I've always believed in that. And I took a risk and went to India and things actually turned out a lot better than I thought they were going to.
Clearly paid off. For those who don't know, Big Boss is basically the Indian version of Big Brother.
Yep.
So there's a lot revealed there on the show. You are married.
Yes.
To lovely Daniel Weber here, who's also here in the studio, guys, you can't see. Before Daniel, though, what works like some of your dating experiences? Because I feel like guys would be a little intimidated if they were trying to come up and talk to you.
Yeah, maybe. I have no idea. I didn't really feel a lot of that weirdness, or if there was, I would just cut yeah. it off right there and I'll go, all right, see you later, buddy.
Right.
Because I'm really confident and, you know, I was running my own business since I was like 19.
Right.
So I needed someone that could keep up with me who mm-hmm. was a go-getter, who had a business mind or in their own field were successful or wanted to be successful, yeah. hardworking. So if I didn't pick up those vibes within our first conversation, then, it really doesn't matter how good looking you are.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely something we've talked about a lot too, of like, at some point the attractiveness is just like, okay, I'll add you to the list of hundreds of attractive people, but beyond that, like, what do you have?
Yeah, I met somebody really, really, really good looking after I, you know, I broke up with someone. I was single, so excited. I met him in Vegas. He gave me a box of chocolates to say hello to me and left his number on the little note. And I went and I met him and had a glass of wine. And then he started speaking.
Right.
And I was like, wow, you were so much better looking quiet than you were speaking.
Was he just kind of dumb?
He was like, yeah, like all he cared about was surfing and.
Oh, God. Right.
Being a model.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So that. For me, for some people, that's attractive. Yeah. But for me, that's not.
Well, I mean, that's really good to know. Do you consider confidence a sexy quality?
Oh, yeah. I think it's something that we inherently or subconsciously are attracted to, because you want someone who's confident.
Yeah.
Someone who's insecure, you definitely don't want to
totally. Date. How much of, so when I was growing up, as like a little personal tidbit, I was super tomboyish. And then at some point in high school, kind of.
You became a girl.
Well, yeah, basically, you know, puberty forced me into being a girl. But I had a really hard time because as a tomboy, mentally, I was always kind of just thinking sort of boyish. And then my body was doing something different. And then in high school, I was like slightly bigger chested and people started noticing that. And I would be really, I had a hard time. I would always kind of hunch over and cross my arms and, you know, I never really owned it. And it took me a long time actually to kind of be okay being sexy, or unfortunately the world just makes it that you got big boobs means you're sexy. But
really?
It's kind of Americans, curvy, whatever. Did you ever have anything like that? Were you just always kind of cool
I was really insecure. I wasn't the cool kid in school.
Really?
I wasn't part of any of those like cool clubs in school or part of the cool girl squad that always smelled really nice and dressed really good. I was a girl in grade school who had to wear a big puffy pink jacket that my mother gave
me. God, Indian parents.
Yeah.
The shit they would make us wear. You have no idea.
Shoes that were probably a size too big because my feet were going to grow into them, or so they thought.
Right.
so it wasn't, you know, my parents came from India. They didn't know style. They didn't know anything. Yeah. They didn't have a lot of money. So whatever they could afford for us to wear or whatever, maybe it was like a big joke to them. You know, I always think like maybe it's a joke. They dress up kids to look so silly and ridiculous because they find it funny.
Yeah.
which I'll never get to ask them. But, you know, I was never the cool kid. I was like part of the nerd clubs.
Really?
Yeah.
So like, how did you make that kind of, how did you evolve into really being able to own who you are?
I didn't discover, like, I guess you could say my body or myself until I was 18 years old. Yeah.
And then was it just kind of a switch in your head that was like, fuck it, you know what? I'm hot. I'm just gonna.
I don't think it was ever that. I think it was always trying to be better looking or trying to dress nicer. My dad would always say, is it short jeans? Something like that. You can't wear smaller, you know, a tighter pair of jeans. Like, he would be so mad at me.
Oh, my dad, I wasn't allowed to wear tank tops till I was like 18 years old.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to pluck my eyebrows.
Right.
Although I did it anyways.
Did you go to prom?
Yeah.
Who was your date?
Just.
I wonder if he is somewhere being like, God damn it.
Yeah, I hope so. Eat your effing heart out.
Right? tell us about when you met Daniel. How was that like? What was it? What was different about it?
I met Daniel in Las Vegas. And I met
Vegas, him. The place where lovers come together.
Well, it wasn't really coming together. I met him and I was newly single. So I was like, all right, I'm single. I'm going to meet people. I'm going to date them. I'm going to be wild and be crazy. This is my chance. And I met Daniel and he lived in New York. I lived here in Los Angeles. And I didn't think anything was going to come of it, you know. And he lived so far away, and I just was like, yeah, I don't know about this one. And he would send me flowers, and then he would send me boxes of chocolates. And I would be sitting here with you, and all of a sudden, be a knock at the door. Are you Karen? And I'd say, yes, these are for you. And my real name is Karen Garanjeet. And so a lot of that happened for a really long time. And at, you know, by some point you go, okay, well, maybe there is something to it. Maybe, you know, we talked a lot, and he courted me for about 6 weeks before anything happened, guys. It was a very nice, slow process of getting to know each other. Probably a lot of torture for all the guys out there.
There was a lot of blue balls happening for a while. Well,
that's a very good question.
Daniel, did you feel a lot of blue balls?
I handled that.
He said he handled it. He handled it. His hand handled it, guys.
So anyways, he courted me for a while, which was really sweet. And all I have to say is, guys out there, persistence pays. And
being respectful. Clearly, right. It sounds like he was being respectful with you and making you feel special. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it, you know, being a gentleman. And, you know, doing those little things that girls really do love. Even if they say they don't, they're lying.
Yeah. Except me. I don't like getting flowers.
You're an exception to the rule.
No, I'm kidding. I'm messing around. Yeah.
but girls love that stuff.
Yeah, totally. Every girl likes to feel special. And guys like to feel special, too. We know that. That's why we're nice to you, too.
Yeah,
right?
We're just nice back.
Yeah, we're just naturally nice. We don't have to work that hard. So, you never really had guys that were threatened by you and what you did?
I think if they were, they'd, you know, it was...
Did you date a lot?
Not too much, no. I was like the serial dating one guy.
Like relationship girl?
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, not good if you wanted to get wild and crazy. So my dating life was very short.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I went on my, you know, I guess my own share of dates and met lots of different people and stuff. I think if they were intimidated or, you know, not feeling secure, somehow they... obviously screwed it up.
Right. Daniel, also side question since you're here. Were you intimidated at all to approach her at first?
No, not at all. I was introduced to her by a mutual friend and...
Come here and say it. Come over here.
How about you relay it?
Okay, go.
And
here.
No, it's okay. I really didn't actually know anything about what she did.
Oh, so for those listening in the audio podcast, Daniel's saying that he was not intimidated, that he had no idea what Sunny did before he had met her.
Until that day. And then I was like, oh, what a nice looking girl. And hi, how are you? My name is Daniel. And then I came to know really only that day.
Oh, awesome. So, and did that intimidate you?
Well, I was already in love. You know, guys were so shallow that, like, it takes, like, pretty much 10 seconds and we're in love.
He met her and had already fallen in love. So before, by the time he had learned what she did, he's like, guys are so shallow that it never mattered. And I mean, I wouldn't blame you regardless. So that's cool. We're going to come back from this commercial break, and then we're going to ask Sunny some more questions and some tips on how to be confident.
Hey friends, it's your girl Natasha Chandale, and I've got some really cool news to share. I'm finally offering one-on-one virtual dating coaching. That's right. You've been sliding in my DMs for years, but let's finally chat face-to-face or Zoom-to-Zoom. If you're in a dating rut, let's get you out. I'm the friend you never had and the honest dating coach you need. Whether you're in a relationship or looking for one, I'm here to talk through your problem, provide personalized guidance, and find a solution. For all you loyal listeners, you know that I had a string of unhealthy relationships. After escaping an abusive one, I decided to take accountability for my love life, healed myself, and put myself on a path to dating success. I am now in a happy, healthy relationship and want to help empower you in your dating journey too. I want to get you to an empowered state where you're making dating decisions from a positive, secure place. So when the stars align and you meet that right person, you're ready to welcome them. My approach is honest, practical, because I've actually dated in the modern landscape. optimistic, and I tend to go deep. And as a woman of color and an immigrant, I understand the nuances of many cultures. And with my background as a comedian, we'll probably have some laughs along the way. If you're ready to take control of your dating life, let's chat. Go to our new website, www.kindadating.com/services, for 50% off your first introductory session. That's right, 50% off your first introductory dating coaching session. Go to www.kindadating.com/services and book your dating coaching session with me today. Talk soon.
We are back, and as always, we asked you, how important is confidence in a relationship? Are you confident in a relationship? Here's what you said. Do you think you're a confident person?
Yes.
Yeah, somewhat.
I am a confident person. Yeah, I think, yes.
Yeah?
Somewhat.
Absolutely.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, fairly.
Yeah. Do you think confidence is a sexy quality?
Absolutely. You need confidence in order to know what you need and to know what you want from anyone else, whether it's on a date, in a conversation, in the bedroom, all those important things.
In the bedroom is key.
Yeah, it's sexy as long as it's not cocky.
But then I tell people that that's not really confidence, that's cockiness. Like, real confidence isn't arrogance. That's why there are two different words for it.
If you can't completely be yourself and, like, be expressive, then you can't really form, like, a great relationship with someone.
If I'm, like, trying to be more confident, what can I do? How can I gain that?
Like, be completely satisfied because of where you are, and then you're satisfied and happy in that way. And I think if you're satisfied with your outside life, then you're satisfied within your relationship.
What can people do to, like, gain confidence?
Well, first of all, remember they're a badass. Everyone is a badass in their own right, no matter what.
I think just do crazy stuff. Like, push yourself to do something that you would never do.
Like doing this interview.
Yeah, like this, yeah.
I say just don't be afraid to just be yourself. Just go for it.
What makes you confident?
Just knowing myself, being real with myself.
I'm always really good at making decisions. If I am doubtful, I'll just like, what do you think? And he's just a straight answer right away.
I just believe in myself and, you know, don't put up with anyone's shit.
I was really surprised when I went out that that many people were like, I'm confident. I have it together.
Yeah. Well,
what's confidence? What does that really mean?
I guess it's a state of mind or state of presence within yourself, mm-hmm. maybe. You know, it's about making decisions that you want, not because somebody else made them for you.
Right.
being confident in who you are, your skin, your body, your clothes.
Right.
You know, being able to look in the mirror and be happy with who you are.
Mm-hmm. And those moments that you said that you didn't, you know, as human, you go through phases or moments that you don't feel as confident, yeah. or secure. How do you get past those moments? What do you do?
I bottle it all up inside. I put it in a bottle. I put a cap on it and I throw it out the door.
That's no. Actually really cathartic.
I have my husband to speak to. I have, let's say a project doesn't mm-hmm. go well, or a movie doesn't go yeah. well, film doesn't go well. It's a definite blow to the ego. It's yeah. a definite blow to your confidence in who you are. And you think of, you read all those reviews and you say, you know, what could I have done better? Mm-hmm. Or what choices could I have made that would have been better? But at the end of the day, you made the best choices at those moments.
Of course.
So you did what was best for you at that moment. You agreed on that script or that project, whatever that shoot, whatever it is, you agreed on it within yourself. Or whether it's a team of people yeah. helping you decide. And, you know, you go for it. So if it doesn't work out, yeah, you do learn from your mistakes. Luckily, I'm going to knock on my head. That's a very Indian thing to do.
Knock on wood, guys. Knock on wood.
I have so many different projects going on at one time that if one doesn't work, it's not a make. It's not right. a break. You know, it's not going to break
absolutely.
Who I am. And there's so many other things that I can focus on mm-hmm. or so many other things that I can do.
Right.
That do well.
I mean, I think in the Bollywood, the greatest example in Bollywood is Amitabh Bachchan, who had like 17, you know, in his history, they say he had 17 flops or something before he had his like first big kind of hit.
Yeah.
So when you... when you put into perspective for anybody out there who might be struggling with that success kind of, if the confidence level is wavering in the success portion of their life, it's also to put in perspective that some of the greatest people in the world didn't all succeed right away, and not everything kind of goes, but no, the right
not every
do.
Movie can be a hit. Yeah. Not every project can work out. All I can think of is that as entertainers, to put all your eggs in one basket is probably not such a wise choice. So you, as an entertainer in 2016, you have to do 100 different things,
right,
and you have to branch out in different, you know, different areas that you might not think might work, but then it does, and it's amazing. So you never know what's going to work and what's not going to. So keep trying.
Did you ever dance before you did movies? Because I used to teach dance for Shamuk, actually. I used to dance and teach for him for many years. And so I always saw, you know, stars sometimes, and that they would feel nervous when they were learning a dance. That's also takes courage and, you know, chuspah, as they say, to like get out there and do that. What was it for you?
I played a lot of sports growing up. I wasn't the girl who went to dance class. I think I took my really good friend Marcy, who lives here, to a dance class once. And we were the two in the dance class that threw everybody else off. Because we were doing everything else wrong. And I did this again with another really good friend of mine. We went to an aerobics class, and I was just ass backwards, doing crazy stuff, laughing so much and interrupting the whole class. Everybody was looking at us, screwing up what they were doing. So I was that girl. The first time I got up on, I remember I went to Hamburger Mary's down the street.
Right.
And they were like, my really good friend threw me under the bus. And one of the drag queens is like, all right, Sunny, you're coming up on stage and you're part of the booty shake contest. And I was like, I'm not the booty shake girl. And it is the most embarrassing video ever.
So it exists.
Yeah, it does somewhere.
Somebody would pay millions to see you twerk.
No, it's pathetic, actually. So I never really danced growing up. I was like the girl at the club in the little 1 foot by 1 foot space. All right, here you go. This is me.
But now
you
do dances, item numbers, all of these things.
Yeah, and I believe in, you know, going for it. Yeah, I might look like an ass for the first few videos, or
you don't,
not do very well, or, you know, one of the first dance videos I did, and I look at it, I was like, wow, that's really bad. But it's the biggest hit, turned into one of the biggest hits. And, you know, I really want to be there. I really want to excel. And that means putting in time.
Yeah.
And you have to put in time and invest in yourself and, you know, really focus on what you want. So I've spent a lot of time in rehearsals.
Hey, that's, you know, everybody needs it. Nobody woke up being able to just,
you know, some people are, you know, wake up and they're so graceful. I'm not graceful. I'm like thudding around in, you know.
But, you know, they still say it's 75% technique that's taught and 25% natural talent.
So, yeah, I'm missing that
25%. But you're making up for it in rehearsal. I love that. How do you deal with hate and haters? I kind of hate that word while I'm saying the word hate so many times. I dislike the word haters, but how do you deal with people who are critical of you, or especially as you are in Bollywood now? Because like we said, that culture is just so judgy. How do you deal with it?
I think it's human nature to judge. We judge each other whether we want to or not.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in front of a camera or you're in front of a microphone or you're putting yourself out there, you're going to get judged. That's just the way that it works. And most people on social media, I block. I think I have one of the largest block lists in the world.
That's good, though, because trolls have no place.
They and saying something like, oh, you did a bad job acting in that movie, that's not why you get blocked. It's you have to say something really hateful or post things that are inappropriate. So that's how you get blocked, and I have a lot of those people.
Good for you.
And as far as the media goes, I just take it as a grain of salt on that. And I take things personally from people that are close to me.
Right.
Obviously. So, and I would want to assume that those people close to me are giving me constructive criticism instead of hating.
Yeah.
But you can't really do anything about all those people. It's just the way that life goes.
I like your attitude. You seem like a very well-adjusted person, but also somebody who like accepts people for what they are in human nature for what it is, which is a great quality to have.
Well, you kind of have to. Yeah. You don't have a choice.
Yeah, because... but a lot of people can get really affected by this, you know, and you're not letting it stop you, and that's really cool.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, there are moments that, you know, I did an interview this last year, and it took me weeks to kind of wrap my head around everything that was happening.
Oh, I think I read about it.
Yeah. And so it wasn't until I came back here to LA and I was with my dogs and I was in my silent home and there's no noise, there's no more interviews, there's no more anything for me, and being around my friends and family too, to help me kind of wrap my head around what was happening. And whatever happened sucks, but a lot of really good things happened after that.
Yeah. People forget that you guys are humans.
And I'm a robot. I have no feelings.
A gorgeous robot, guys. If only you could be where I am right now. How can people gain confidence? There are guys and girls listening right now who are having a hard time being in their own skin. What kinds of things can they do?
So this comes up a lot in India about how an Indian woman can be more independent and be more confident and a lot of those things because of the way that the culture is, which is, you know, there are some parts that are, you know, it's beautiful the way that everything is. And then there's sometimes people that are just not accepting or open or being able to, you know, really understand how times have changed. You know, and I always tell women out there that it's little things you can do to keep a gender equality home. You know, like tell your husband tonight you're going to do the dishes.
Right.
And I'll take out the trash.
Yes.
Or, you know, you make little decisions that add up to big changes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're not confident, let's, you know, think about what things make you happy.
Yeah.
Or what things you can change within yourself first.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause you only really control yourself. So.
Exactly. And how you can find that inner peace to kind of let things go or try and make those changes, especially the ones in the home, I think are the easiest changes you can make.
Right.
Because God willing, you have an understanding family and they accept those changes and they happen slowly.
And what about guys who have a hard time, example, going up and talking to girls? Like, what kind of advice can you give to them?
Take a shot, practice in front of the mirror, and go for it. I don't know. No, you don't have to resort to alcohol. I think for guys, you know, it's also those small things that you can do. Maybe in the office, you know, make it a point to talk to a female in your office just to say hi or how are you?
Yeah.
And, you know, once you, there's no motive behind, you know, some of these things. And maybe, you know, you can gain, you know, confidence that way as long as you're not creepy.
Yeah. Don't stalk and take pictures of them, guys. But, you know, go up and rehearse a little, like, take it, like you said, practice.
Yeah. It's a numbers game, guys. You can do it.
We always talk about that, how it's like a numbers game for
dudes. Eventually
too.
Somebody's going to say yes. But if you have a girlfriend, not a girlfriend, but a friend who's a girl, you can always say, hey, is this creepy? Try it out. She says it's creepy, then don't do it ever again.
I actually had two guy friends who at a bar once were like, oh, we always tell a girl to break the ice that we just roofied their drink. And I was like, that's never going to work. Don't ever say it. And they were like, yeah, it doesn't work. I was like, yeah, because that's nothing to joke about in this day and age that you potentially roofied their drink.
Yeah, that's not very smart at all, guys.
What's the benefits of being confident in a relationship?
Well, obviously, when you're confident, you're happier with yourself, which means that you'll have a happier, healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
When there's one person who is insecure, it makes it really difficult for the other one to understand where that other person's coming from or right. why do they feel that way. Yeah. And it could be insecurity with, because, you know, there's, you know, guys that talk to me, but it's not yeah. that I want to be with them. It's just, that's part of my job is to yeah. talk to people.
Yeah.
You know, and if you have someone who's insecure with that, in a negative way, you know, then it really can affect your night or can affect yeah. your day or an argument. If it's nice, healthy jealousy, then yay.
Yeah. There is definitely a level of healthy jealousy.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, there are moments where I see Daniel across the way and there's be this, like, woman talking to him. And I know he's uncomfortable and I know he wants to be saved. But, you know, I just wait for his face to turn a little red. And then when he gets really embarrassed, then I'll come in and save him. But it's cute.
Right.
But, I mean, it feels good that, all right, my man, you know, is wanted by yeah. other people. I better stay on my A game.
Yeah.
Kind of daters. Are you a catch but not getting any matches on your dating app profile? Then Profile Booster is perfect for you. It's a brand new service offered by Kinda Dating to optimize your dating app profile so you can reflect the best version of yourself online and get the matches you deserve. With sometimes 5 pictures and 3 prompts, it's hard to showcase your full self. You'll be working with me, Natasha Chandale, a dating expert and professional screenwriter, and Luis Miranda, a veteran brand strategist with a track record of success. Oh, and we're a real-life couple. After a string of our own failed relationships and shitty dates, Luis and I individually decided to get more intentional about our love lives. We crafted dating app profiles that stood out, were memorable, and were authentically us. We matched on a dating app just 3 weeks before the pandemic lockdown, and recently celebrated our 3-year anniversary this year. Since then, we've successfully helped friends do the same, and now want to help you. We'll customize a plan just for you so you can showcase your authentic voice and image to attract the right match for you. Ready to boost your love life? Profile Booster is available now at an incredibly affordable price. Visit www.kindadating.com/services and let's transform your dating profile and get you more matches today.
Do you ever get kind of like healthy jealousy?
Yeah, sometimes yeah. I definitely do.
Yeah.
Depends on who he's talking to.
How and how do confident people act in relationships that's different than people who aren't? Because I think that also makes a big difference. Like, well, what are we doing differently in a relationship?
Well, I think you're talking more, talking to each other, talking about what your likes or dislikes are or things that you enjoy in the relationship. Yeah. Because first of all, your focus isn't on being insecure. Your focus is on, okay, so what are we doing for dinner tonight? Right. Or where do we want to go? Do we want to go to the beach? Do mm-hmm. we want to go shopping? Do we want to go do this? Or, you know, finding that one person that you can be really close to mm-hmm. as friends and also that person being your lover.
Yeah, I had an issue because one of my exes started off really confident and then wasn't. And towards the end, the problem became communication. He yeah. just couldn't, for whatever reason, feel like he could
say
anything. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, and then I realized, wait, that's not me. Because I would ask him, I'm like, hey, how are you doing? How's everything feeling? Whatever. But if you don't actually come out and say something, that's really a more of a reflection on their self-esteem and that they feel yeah. like they can't come out and have a voice.
Well, also, and there's some people that you can't fix that. That yeah. has to be something you have to fix within yourself.
Yeah.
And once you start loving yourself and you start taking care of who you are and your needs and your wants, then you'll find somebody, you know, that yeah. is going to make you feel great where you don't have to feel insecure. And then there's, you know, those manipulative people that yeah. do crazy things because they're insecure and then make the other person insecure. It's right. like a bad snowball totally. Effect.
Does it get better with age? Do we get more confident? I definitely have gotten more confident with age as we grow older. So there's hope for people who are listening.
Yeah, of course. I do believe that. I feel so much better in my own skin today than I did, you know, even 5 years ago, maybe even 3 years ago.
Wow,
you know,
yeah.
So life completely changes because yeah. you experience different things every single day. So it does change for sure.
Awesome. Well, Thank you for all of this. We also do something called five questions. I don't have you ever seen Inside the Actor's Studio?
No.
It's all good. They do. It's something called the Bernard Pivot Questionnaire, and we ask you five questions, and we do the dating version of it. I'll ask you the questions. You give me your simple answer. There's no commentary besides whatever your answers are. We ask every single guest the exact same five questions.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Guys, here's five questions with Sunny Leone. What is the first thing you notice about a potential partner?
His physique.
Mm. What is your one deal breaker?
If they're a Scorpio.
I don't want to know what they did. What turns you on?
A confident man.
Nice. Tell us one of your strengths in a relationship and one of your weaknesses.
My strength is that I feel like I'm a good listener, and my weakness is sometimes I just don't want to listen. So it gets me in trouble.
And besides I love you, what three words would you want your partner to tell you?
Look hot.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sunny Liam, for being on the show today. What's coming up? How can people follow you? What's on your agenda next?
My agenda right now is to have fun in Los Angeles.
Nice.
For the next week. You guys can follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat and I don't know what else. Instagram, all of it.
Everywhere. You're on all of them.
Yeah, I just discovered Snapchat, so.
It's so good. Have you seen IG stories? Instagram stories, it's like the Snapchat version of Instagram.
Yeah, but they don't have those.
They don't have the fun filters.
Yeah, so that's what I'm in love with are those filters.
Although everybody wants to see your face. Well, thank you so much for downloading this episode. Please take a few seconds and review us on iTunes. Download the rest of the shows. And remember, there's a video version of this podcast on my YouTube at Natasha Chandel. Subscribe, share, and comment. Also, send us your dating stories and your thoughts at kindadating@gmail.com. And I know it seems tough out there, but just try. The show is produced by myself and Mason Booker, who's also the audio engineer. All the video production is done by Bob Erda. Our associate producer is Aisha Holden. Opening music composed by Joe Lorenzetti. And our logo and graphics are by Jenna Yannick and K. Daniel Ellis.